our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter, Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news from over the weekends. Back from Augusta, back from the Masters, and back to real life, D'Anthony.
Yep.
Yeah, I wish we weren't. You know what I'm saying?
I prefer real life.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I know. I don't know if I do anymore. Every time we get back in real life, something fucked up happens. Go to the Masters, ended up chilling out. It was great. Everything was rad. And then all of a sudden, it's bombs away in Iran and all that other shit. Anytime your watch or phone starts going off, I know shit's getting bad somewhere around the world. And that's exactly what happens.
Yeah.
But when you're there, everything's locked up in a yonder, and you know, everything seems fun, and it's a good life, and America rocks, and then you get out of that, and you're like, oh, well, this is a shithole again.
Yeah, I mean, it was always a shithole. You just weren't aware of it at the time.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. So if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound? Yeah, it makes a fucking sound.
I don't know that I buy that. I'm pounding a first form fucking pills today. Microfactors getting back into it, but not really sure. Can't tell anymore what's happening. At the top here, before we get into the memes, because we always do that on Monday, got few more stores from Ryan Mills here down in Texas. HEB, Rockport, Texas, near Corpus Christi. Kroger's opened there. It's 1035 North Shepherd in Houston, Texas. The Proletariat, 2221. Market Street, Galveston, Texas. And then a brand new HEB in Alliance, Fort Worth, Texas, 3451. Heritage Trace Parkway. Let's go, dude. We're starting to branch out. We're starting to get near you. Even McClurg was out there raging with Matt Best and Bernie over the weekend. Found us at HEB out there, yeah, which was nice. Those guys were drinking it. Shout out to Josh McClurg, and then hopefully none of you guys get McClurgs at home. All right, you know the rules. On Monday, we always start with the memes. You were giggling about a couple of these on the phone here. What do we got? I mean, on the plane.
This first one's called Hellcat Defenders.
Hellcat Defenders. All right. What do we got for Hellcat Defenders?
Bob.
You want to read that, Bob?
Yeah. Charger owners defending their Hellcat in Detroit.
Wow.
This is a Family Guy reference to Schindler's List.
Yeah. All right, starting off strong this week. I like it. What do we got up next?
This one's called homemade.
Oh boy, look at that. That's a homemade arm wrestling machine, $50, and it's a rubber arm that appears to be tied to potentially a keg. What is that exactly?
It's a 5-gallon bucket.
5-gallon bucket, but does it move?
I think context would suggest that it jacks you off.
That's what it looks like. But I'm wondering if there's any movements out of the bucket themselves.
Yeah, there's definitely gears in there.
Is there really?
Look, can you not see? It's right there.
It's tough to see. It's far away. It's really far away, guys. Hard to see, but that thing looks like it could jack you off pretty good there. But it's just two buckets on top of each other. I don't know the inner workings of the parts there. What do we got up next?
Well, this is from NTK Fabworks. It's a keychain. And it's, okay, it says Rim Reaper. And it's the Grim Reaper eating ass.
I like that. Toss that here. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
He's really got his fucking tongue in that asshole, too. Yeah,
well,
isn't he?
If you're going to do something, do it right.
Yeah, you should there. He's really eating out this girl's asshole here. It's nice that these are on Patreon to start off on Monday here. The Rim Reaper. Boom. We'll pop that up on the set. Got a lot of fun new trinkets all over the set today. Got a gnome from the Masters, too.
This is a sketch, this next one.
Okay.
I don't know if the person posting it is the originator of the sketch. I think it is, but I don't know. But this one is called Time Out.
Time Out. Okay, let's see it.
Sit in that corner and learn a lesson.
I'm going to jerk off in this corner.
Well, bust all over the wall.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Please myself right in this corner. You can take my phone, you can take my games, but you can't take my fucking... Paint Mona Lisa all over the wall. You fool! You thought you won?
Hey, hon?
I have the high ground now, you dumb bitch!
Timeout's not gonna work anymore!
So that's... It's around 12, 13.
Yeah.
Where your parents still thought that they were punishing you by sending you to your room, when all you want to do is be in your room alone with whatever spank material you found.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. Little cutout of a magazine or whatever it is. That's when I was 12 or 13, all I wanted to do was play baseball and jerk off.
Man, I don't think I was jerking off at that age. I was a lot older. I didn't hit puberty until super late, though.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to say in front of a bunch of dudes.
Why?
It's just weird.
I think it helped me, man.
No, I would lie.
I don't have any
that.
Hair. You know, obviously, very young facial features, things like that. So, yeah, I think it helps. I think it helps, too.
This next one's called Here Comes the Airplane.
Here Comes the Airplane. Okay.
All right, Leo. Here comes the airplane. All right, Leo. Here comes the airplane.
It's a very inexpensive joke to make on a chilly day.
This was what you were laughing about on the airplane. Mm-hmm. Big fan of that. Is it chilly day today?
No, it was clearly in their home.
Well, look.
And it depends on, I guess, what type of chili you make, if you use oyster crackers or saltines. I'm more of a saltine guy.
I go saltines.
For chili, for soups, oyster crackers are good, but
okay.
Not for chili.
Yeah, I go saltines. I'm a saltine guy.
This next one's called Dark Chocolate, and it's, well, just play it.
Wow.
It's M&M's.
Okay. Not the wrapper, the actual
no,
M&M's. Okay.
No.
Go ahead and play it. What does the description say, Bob?
So it's for M&M's, spelled like the wrapper. It's the inside that matters.
It's the inside that matters here, okay?
Daddy?
I just think there's a reason that we come in different bags.
Howard. Daddy, all that matters is he's sweet.
He ain't half as sweet as white chocolate.
I hate you!
New M&M's Dark Chocolate.
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't think M&M's made that.
No, I don't think they did. I don't think they did. Brands, surprisingly, aren't amped when you make racist jokes about them.
This one's called Are They Faking?
Are They Faking?
And, Runaway Slav says, separate your M&Ms. We should make a shirt that says, keep M&Ms separate.
Yeah, segregate the M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. So this one's called Are They Faking? And it's...
Oh, boy. I can see it already, dude.
Favorite foods to eat?
Well, potatoes, obviously. Wherever it is, if it's Italian, if it's any type of cuisine,
pause.
I don't mind.
Read the comments, Bob.
Read the comments, Bob. Fuck.
N-word got that software update.
Oof.
How she put the syndrome down.
Oh, boy.
She fought against the extra chromosome and won control. Are they all faking it? This one gained consciousness. Advanced syndrome. She wants a margarita. Surprise the fuck out of me. They're evolving.
Play it again here, Bob, because this is the first time I think I've heard a real voice go along with a face like this.
Wherever it is, if it's Italian, if it's any type of cuisine, I don't mind.
You just gotta have potatoes?
I just gotta have potatoes.
What are your favorite foods to eat?
Well, potatoes, obviously. Wherever it is, if it's Italian, if it's any type of cuisine, I...
Wow, dude. That one's got me fucked up today.
Yeah, I think I've called the FBI. to check into this woman and see if she's a real tard or not.
Yeah, this is wild, man.
This next one, I think somebody sent this to me on Twitter.
Yes. It was BT Bates.
It's an old school song made by AI.
Okay.
That's all I can say about
it. Who's the AI on this, Bob? Does it say underneath it?
No, not that I can see. Auto-generated by YouTube, it says, apparently. Yeah. But
What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is I Glued My Balls to My Butthole Again.
Oh, perfect, perfect, perfect. Yeah, play this.
I don't think there's a band name. Let me see. The Sticky Sweethearts by the Sticky Sweethearts. Oh, yeah,
the Sticky Sweethearts. Big fan of the Sticky Sweethearts.
Sticky or Stinky?
Sticky.
Mm. Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead and play this. I glued my balls to my butthole again. Oh my God, what did I do? I can't take a dump, cause now my balls are blocking up my butthole. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on you. Good God, I pulled too hard, now my scrotum's stretched out like a fucking yard. A lady doesn't want a life of watching her man use a butter knife. Face down, ass up, try and saw off his sack. Oh baby, fucking please just take me back. I grew my balls to my butthole, baby. Oh my God, what did I do? I can't take a dump, cause now my balls are blocking up my butthole. Fool me once, shame on you. You can press pause on this. Find the app for this, Bob, if you don't mind.
The name of this channel is Obscure Vinyl, and I think that's what they do is they make up weird-ass songs.
Was this the one that that did the other song that you played for me the other day when we were in Atlanta?
I don't remember.
That was a great one, dude. Do you remember that song?
Mm.
Fuck, dude. The guy was in church, I believe. It was a big band in church. And you played the song, and it was great, but it was a similar vibe to this. If they find the AI program and send that to me, Bob, I'd love to get into
this. So, allegedly, I just looked it up. They have not said what they use. Some speculate they use Suno.ai, Suno.ai.
Okay.
However, it is not for sure that they do that.
All right. I'll give it a look, see on my own, because that would be a fun one to use. If you could just type in some fucked up shit and it would spit it out for you.
Yeah, presumably they said, what's a male band from the 50s with the black singer, the Supreme? Weren't they?
You can go Commodore, shit like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like have a band like that sing a song about gluing your balls to your butthole.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
God damn it, dude. That's great. Because then I would assume you could change words, lyrics, and all that other shit, right?
I don't know if you can go in and edit the audio or not.
Man, that'd be...
Probably.
Yeah, I bet you could, dude. I bet you could. I like all this. Then you could really start pumping out some fucking hits. Because over the weekend, Drake and Rick Ross and all those guys were going at it. Some people question if it was AI. That's where we're at. We're all wondering if any of this shit is real at this point, so...
Nothing's real.
No, it's not. It's not. What do we got up next? Was that the last one of the day?
Yeah.
All right. Not bad. Not bad. If you could find that other one from your phone the other day, you and I got a
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hearty chuckle, dude. We were in the fucking car for like 4 hours playing. Mm. It was really good.
That was a week ago.
Big fan. Yeah. Yeah. Big fan. And speaking of a week ago here, shit's gotten wild. Over in the Middle East, top story, Iran strikes back. Iran on Saturday night launched a large wave of around 300 attack drones and missiles from its territory toward the Jewish states in the first ever direct attack on Israel by the Islamic Republic, triggering air raid sirens throughout the country early Sunday as military worked to intercept the Iranian projectiles. IDF spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari first confirmed at 11 p.m. that the attack, anticipated for several days, had begun. He later said, Iran had also fired missiles at Israel while numerous fighter jets were in the sky countering Tehran's attacks. Sirens began sounding in the southern Israeli communities around 1:42 a.m. and soon after extended to a large swath of the country. Loud booms sounded across the north and the south, as well as in Jerusalem and many towns across the West Bank. Iran's Revolutionary Guards confirmed launching dozens of drones and missiles against specific targets in Israel. Iranian state media quoted a statement by the elite force as saying, the state-run IRNA news agency quoted an anonymous official saying the ballistic missiles were launched as part of the attack. How many of these actually landed? Because that's been a great debate this morning.
I think 7.
Out of the 300?
It was more than 300, but yeah.
Okay.
I think it was 7 total. I think it was 7. This is what I expected. This is what I said last week that would happen.
That they would just send a shit ton of bombs and missiles and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to invade. They don't have the capability to invade anything. So I guess they could target international targets that are related to Israel or the U.S. or whatever, but this is the same thing they did when we clipped Soleimani.
Yeah.
They launched an attack that they knew would be... I don't know. I mean, I don't think the Iranian people give a fuck about this shit, to be honest. I mean, none of our intelligence suggests that the Iranian people are on the side of the government. So, but they had to save face somehow. They had to do something because you clipped their top guy again for the second time in 4 years.
Yep.
Their top guy has been clipped. So they have to do something. I think Netanyahu is going to have a press release sometime soon because all the Israeli intelligence community and military met with Parliament Saturday, I think, came to no conclusion about what they were going to do. And I think there was a meeting going on this morning for them afternoon into evening. And I think he's going to give a press or a speech at some point today about what they might do, but I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go, but they did no damage really that I can tell. I think maybe one person was injured. I think it was a kid. Maybe.
Okay.
Was injured, but that's all. I haven't seen any in-depth reports about battle damage assessments or anything, but this is the kind of, if you want to call it retaliation from Iran, that doesn't warrant an overt strike from Israel, which is what they were probably going for, because they know they can't win that. But they got to do something, right?
Yeah, I watched a lot of the footage on Twitter because that's obviously where all of us go to see what's happening. And Israel's pretty tech savvy. You know, million phones, cameras, everybody else sharing footage all throughout social media. That was the vibe that I got. It looked like the Iron Dome intercepted almost all of it at that point. And it almost, again, felt like what you had said regarding Soleimani when they attacked or pretended to attack the U.S. bases that were over in Iraq, where we got to do something. It's got to look cool, but it's not going to affect anything. It's not going to do anything. Did we send 100,000 troops over there, United States?
To where?
Over to the Middle East in preparation for potentially something?
No.
Okay.
No, but we have 18th Airborne Corps, my understanding, has been alerted because the reason is that happens all the time. They're the DRF, the Division Ready Force. So one or more divisions or a brigade, one or more battalions or a full brigade will get activated on short notice to go hang out in an area in case there's going to be some kind of conflict. But I haven't heard anything about any deployments yet.
Okay.
So we'll see about that. I mean, there's really no point.
Not now. If this was more severe and serious, sure. I just wonder what Israel is going to do because they've got to retaliate in some form or fashion here. They can't just let 300 rockets bounce off the Iron Dome and tell everybody that's cool. I would imagine there's got to be some retaliation from Israel that's probably strategic.
Yeah, they'll hit some unmanned sites probably. Blow up some infrastructure without killing anybody important. That would be the correct move here. And then Iran won't have anything to do after that.
And I would probably guess we'll do the same. Yes or no?
The U.S.?
Yeah.
Why? It's not our war.
I agree. But everybody on TV and the news and every fucking Democrat saying we stand with Israel and we're here to support them. Shit, even every fucking Republican. Greg Abbott released a goddamn statement. So
he doesn't stand for anything.
Well, he can't.
He doesn't even stand for the anthem.
Well, he can't.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah, he lost his legs in that tree accident.
Well, no, he's still got legs.
Does he have legs? Okay.
Yeah, there's just a shawl over them.
I didn't know how that worked out down there.
But yeah, there's no reason for us to get involved. I mean, a lot of people want to. A lot of people want us. Like, I've been hearing this from Repubes lately that Israel's not like Ukraine because Israel buys the weapons 80% of the time. Is and that technically is true. Now, what money are they using to buy those weapons? Billions of dollars in funding we send them every year.
Yeah.
Right? So, essentially, the U.S. government robs people, as it is doing today, because today is April 15th.
Yep.
It's robbing millions and hundreds of millions of Americans today. And then it gives the money to another country, and then the country buys weapons, not from the people of America, but from the military-industrial complex,
mm-hmm.
right? And they use them to further a war that we shouldn't be involved in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's just, you may as well just write a check directly to Halliburton.
At this point.
And then, you know, write a check to Halliburton and then go stand outside of your house and wait for an Iranian terrorist to show up and blow up your fucking house.
Yeah.
Because we let in 20 million people the last couple of years. We have no idea who they are. So.
No. It's coming here soon, mm-hmm. one would imagine. But yeah, looking at all of this shit and the response on social media that we get to stand by Israel and everything else. No, we don't. I don't give a fuck what happens in the Middle East whatsoever. But Israel's going to do something. I think they'll strike some of these strategic places, and then that'll be that. I don't think anybody wants a world war over this bullshit. And I don't think Americans certainly want us to go back into the Middle East for a war right before an election. I don't know that Biden would do it.
I mean, he doesn't know where he is.
Right. But whoever's running the operation over there, you know?
I don't know. War has been pretty good for politicians.
Yeah, for business and politicians. Mm-hmm. But this particular time here, man, it'd be a rough one coming up on November, especially when almost everyone doesn't really support this fucking thing. It seems like. Although, I don't know if you saw the news earlier about the highways and all that shit being shut down. San Francisco
mm-hmm.
Gate Bridge is currently shut down right now due to a pro-Palestine fucking march, and I believe Chicago O'Hare Airport as well for that. So that's fun.
Yeah, I mean, that to me is just there's something going on there. They're being paid to do this stuff for sure. I just don't know by whom and to what end. Maybe it's just to maintain the division that's already there. But yeah, I think those people should all be thrown into the ocean.
Or just drive over him.
Mm.
Bob, if you pull up the San Francisco Gate Bridge thing, I don't know why you couldn't
just... The Golden Gate Bridge?
Yeah, the Golden Gate Bridge. Why you couldn't just drive through this? Like, what's stopping you from doing that? Is that against the law?
The images I saw, it looked like the first three cars had stopped and blocked all lanes of traffic.
Oh, got it.
That's okay. Kind of what it looked like to me.
There we go, Bob. Play that on screen right there. So they stopped.
They have a banner draped over that lead car right there.
God damn, I'd be pissed off, man.
Yeah, I mean, why aren't those cops are putting those people into the fucking back of their cop cars right now?
A little on the nose that two of them are Priuses.
Are they really? Come on, man.
Why aren't the cops putting those people into the back of their cop cars and then driving their vehicles, I don't know, over the bridge?
Not sure, because there's only roughly 10 of them that are stopping the entire... line of traffic on the Bay Bridge there.
And the cops are just standing there. Dude. The guys in road guard vests, those are the police.
Yeah.
The ones at the bottom aren't. There's some in a different shot that I saw that are cops.
Well, the cop cars are right there on the other side. So like they can just hop over and be like, hey guys, get the fuck out of here.
I don't think there's any cops in this road area. There's a cop over here.
Mm. Yeah. I would. I mean, aren't those like five cop cars right there?
Oh, here we go at the bottom.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. Just get him the fuck out of there.
Yeah, I mean, just like tie something around their neck and throw them into the ocean.
Right, the ocean's right there.
Just make sure you get their car keys first so you can drive their car out of the way.
Obviously, because that's what's most important is traffic. Those people's lives aren't. You could just chuck them over the bridge and then we could kind of move on with our day there. A lot of people trying to get to work. Fuck it, you know? Just yeah. Throw them over.
Well, so it's I don't know who's on whose side anymore, to be honest, because Saudi Arabia has been defending Israel. They've been shooting down rockets. Mm. They made an announcement about that this morning, and Jordan as well, but they were coming through Jordanian airspace, so that makes more sense. It's a new world.
Yeah, it is. And again, one that I don't care about over there. Simply don't care about the fucking Middle East. Next up, J6 convictions may get overturned in the aftermath of January 6th, 2021. The attack on the Capitol. Federal prosecutors had to decide what charges to bring against hundreds of participants in the pro-Trump mob that disrupted the certification of the presidential election for the first time in U.S. history. In more than 350 cases, they included a federal charge that carries a hefty 20-year maximum penalty and is part of a law enacted after the exposure of massive fraud and shredding of documents during the collapse of the energy giant Enron. As of this month, more than 100 rioters have been convicted and sentenced under that statute for obstructing or impeding an official proceeding. In this case, the joint session of Congress that convened on January 6th to formally certify Joe Biden's 2020 election victory.
This is what they do, by the way. And it's why I don't like I don't have a problem with individual people who work for the government or individual police. I'm sure they're fine people, but the infrastructure of the state, this is what they do. They make laws to allegedly target the rich or to target the Muslims or to target somebody else, to target criminals, the whatever, and then they wait a while and then they use it on you.
Yeah.
Stop giving the state power thinking they have your best interest in mind. Just stop. Like, everybody's got a sob story about, oh, this is dangerous, so we have to do this, or this is fucking a problem for the economy, so we have to do this, and you give the state the power to manipulate things, and this is what happens every single goddamn time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see how they're going to overturn this shit and do anything about it.
Well, it's the Supreme Court. They have it's on them now, so they're going to hear oral arguments about whether prosecutors improperly stretched the law by charging people with that violation in the first place, which is the two lower courts said it was not a stretch, but the higher court ruling, which is supposed to come in June, it looks like it's leaning towards them overturning these convictions. And an additional, I think, 350 people who are supposed to be getting charged with this same crime. So that'd be about half of the convictions, I guess, at that point, that would be under the same stupid bullshit.
Well, do you think it'll happen?
I don't know. It's got the potential to undo convictions and sentences of those who have already gone to trial pleaded guilty. And there's a couple hundred more, I think, that they're going to charge with this. The decision could have political implications as well, obviously, because of the election coming up. I don't know why. 350 cases. So 250 additional is what we're looking at. So 350 total. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to lean on this. I mean, it's definitely a stretch. It's definitely a stretch. They're trying to charge people with obstruction of justice, basically. But that's not what this law was intended for. It's not like prescribing off-label or something like that, where it also works for this. That's not how the law works. It's clear, concise, and enforceable. We'll see. I don't know. I don't really trust this Supreme Court that much, to be honest. I mean, at least one of them doesn't know what a woman is.
Yeah. What about the J6 grandma? Is she going to be all right? Prayers up for her.
I don't know.
She walked in to pray that day, Dan.
Yeah.
And she saved a nation. Nay, the world.
Okay, so somebody walked into your living room to pray.
Yeah.
Is that a crime?
If it's a grandmother, you know, if it was that lady, if you can pull her up, Bob, I think I would be okay with that if she wanted to walk in and pray kind of in the atrium there.
It's a crime.
Is it?
breaking and entering, trespassing.
Well, if we let her in, like they did on J6, like if I let her in, it's the same thing, right?
Sure, yeah.
So, yeah, if she came up and she was like, hey, Soup's curious about the inside of your house. Can I pray for you today? And I kind of just want to walk into the rotunda, take a selfie, and then pray for you. I'd be okay with it. Bob, do you have her?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, come on, Bob. You're the entire week off. There it is. Pop her up there. She gave a little rap at the door, and she said, hi, can I come and pray for you inside your house today?
Well,
I might give it a go.
I was trying to get her Twitter,
but I think it's gone.
Well, I wonder if she got convicted.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah.
She did get convicted.
No, but she get sentenced?
I don't think she's been sentenced yet.
Okay. And again, prayers up for the J6 grandma out there. She was just trying to do some good in the world that day. No, there we go.
Still here.
Who's her? Is that Alex Jones with her at the top?
That's Trump.
Oh, it is.
What's the difference?
Look at that, dude.
Same dude.
Look at that, dude. Just how did she get us? How did she fucking hang out with Trump?
She prayed for it and it came true. Manifested, you
so
know?
It works, Bob, is what you're saying.
I never said it didn't.
Yeah, it's true you didn't.
I'll go ahead and go on record and say it doesn't work.
It does. It does.
If she's Catholic, it works.
Well, scroll down. What was that thing of her in the Easter dress, in the yellow little Easter dress down there?
It's Good Friday.
Is it? Did she have a prayer for you?
Let's see.
Very
today,
nice.
One of my daughters told me, Mom, it's Good Friday. And I said, oh, that's right. It's good. And today is the day that I get to take the witness stand at my trial here in Washington, D.C. to defend the country that I love.
Yeah.
When I came here over 3 years ago to defend. Thank you so much for standing with me and your love for God and our country. Thank you.
There it is, dude. There it is. Yeah. It is Good Friday, Bob. And that means a lot to you in the Catholic religion. So I think she is doing some good. I think she is doing some good out there. Next up, speaking of domestic terrorism, a 26-year-old Alabama man was arrested Wednesday after being indicted on federal charges in connection to the detonation of an explosive device outside the state attorney general's office in February. Kyle Benjamin Douglas Calvert, too many names, friend. Let's not go past three in this life, all right? That's anybody with four names is beyond a serial killer, okay? Of Irondale will face charges of malicious use of an explosive and possession of an unregistered destructive device, according to a news release from the U.S. Department of Justice. An explosive device was detonated outside the office of Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall in Montgomery in the early morning of February 24th. Bob, that's your birthday, right?
Oh, wow, he's wearing steampunk glasses.
My birthday, yeah.
Yeah, he did it on Bob's birthday. Do you know him, Bob? Did you guys meet up before this?
Just a special cosmic coincidence.
Yeah, that
is.
I was hoping, dude.
I did blow out my candles early on February 24th, thinking, I just hope, you know, someone sticks it to the man today.
Well, he did. You got your wish. Authorities have said no one was injured. My staff and I are breathing a collective sigh of relief this morning, knowing that this individual has been taken off the streets.
He was taken? Where's Liam Neeson?
He's working on the case right now.
What's his birthday? Is it also February 24th?
He's going to be 72 right
71.
Now. Is he really?
He was born on June 7th, the day after D-Day.
Damn, man. So yeah, Liam Neeson was probably involved in this shit. Marshall said Wednesday in this news release, although more information will be provided in the weeks to come, I think it's safe to say that this was not a random act of violence. Calvert appeared in court Wednesday and was appointed counsel from the federal defender's office. The Justice Department has no tolerance for acts of violence targeting those who serve the public. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a release on Wednesday, if convicted, Calvert could be sentenced between 5 to 20 years in prison, according to the DOJ. Now, if you're wondering why you haven't heard about this, well, maybe this will help. Charging documents against Calvert state that he placed stickers on state buildings at the time of the bombing with graphics advocating for various political ideologies. Some allegedly included the phrase, support your local Antifa.
Now, you would think this would be headline new. I know there's a lot going on in the world right now, but some dude bombing a federal building.
Yeah.
or a state house building mm-hmm. where the attorney general works, you would think would make the news, right?
I've never heard of this until you wrote, because you always write the news.
Bob, I didn't hear about it either. Bob sent it to me on Twitter, I think.
Yeah, I caught it on Twitter, I don't know, a week ago, a couple days ago, while you guys were in Georgia.
What's this guy's fucking story here? Was it really just stickers?
What do you mean?
For this guy, or was he really planting bombs?
No, he planted bombs, but he's just known for putting stickers around town or whatever. He's Antifa. He's a leftist.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that, but he's going to go to the pokey for a while for these explosives, potentially.
One would assume. I don't know. I don't know how illegal it is to blow up an attorney general office, but
bizarre story.
Very. Yeah.
Yeah. If this guy was on the right, I mean, you'd hear endless fucking news about this fucking guy. In the meantime, we have a fun, flirty pic of him with the goggles on. What are the goggles for? Was he going to Coachella and he was worried about the sand from the venue?
It's just a cool steampunk look. You know what I mean?
Is it?
Yeah, I think. I mean,
it kind of looks like aviation glasses from, you know, 1940s, maybe.
He looks like a cool... Those are like goggles that like the Red Baron would wear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's just like a cool steampunk warrior for freedom.
He sure is. He's got a little bit of pink in that hair, too, which is also fun and flirty.
I got in trouble with steampunk people recently.
You did?
Yeah. I mean, I say a lot of stupid shit, but... I don't think this is one of them. I shouldn't have been expected to know that steampunk isn't like a dystopian futuristic thing. It's a parallel reality.
Really?
Where instead, I didn't know that. Instead of the current style that we have, it was all steampunk shit for some reason.
Okay.
They tried to explain it to me, but my eyes glossed over.
Yeah.
It's like, oh boy.
It's like, imagine if we lived a little bit in the future, but it was all like really Victorian.
You don't want to, but I've never really understood it. Don't want to, don't really care. It was a movie called Snowpiercer, and that was about as steampunk as I was willing to get.
Mad Max.
Another one of those coming out.
Yep.
It looks good, by the way. Go see that fucker in IMAX. Holy shit, I saw the trailer in IMAX. It looks dope as fuck. That Furiosa. It's about a chick this time. So, I'm in.
I don't care about that.
I do. I think on drugs, you will definitely care about this movie. It looks fucking wild, man. The technology they use for Dune 2,
mm-hmm.
They're using it for this one, so it looks pretty fucking cool.
I haven't seen Dune 2 yet. Waiting for it to come out streaming because I don't want to be around people. But that last Mad Max movie was bad.
Who was that? Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron?
Yeah.
I liked it, actually. That wasn't that bad.
It was really bad.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad at all. I enjoyed it. The visuals are cool, at least. But the next one looks pretty tits. We'll see. Next up, terrorism inbound. And Afghan migrants on the terrorist watch list spent nearly a year inside the U.S. while he was apprehended and released by Border Patrol agents last year, U.S. officials told NBC News. The man was arrested in February and then released last month again by an immigration judge who was told that he was a national security threat. Mohammed Carwin, 48, was freed on bond as he awaited an immigration hearing in Texas, scheduled for 2025. U.S. officials said there were no restrictions on his movements inside the U.S. Currently available. There is no reason to believe this individual entered the country as part of a terrorist mission. Carwin was initially apprehended March 10th, 2023, near San Ysidro, California. If I fuck that up, know that I don't care.
San Ysidro probably is what it is. I'm not looking at it right now.
Yeah, again, I prefaced it that I didn't care. After he crossed the Mexico-U.S. border illegally, border agents suspected he was on the U.S. terrorist watch list when he was apprehended because one piece of information matched a person on the list. But the agents lacked corroborating information, which officials declined to describe. That would confirm Carwin was the person they suspected, U.S. officials said. After it processed Carwin and took his biometric data, Customs and Border Patrol Protection released him as they would any other migrant without alerting Immigration and Customs Enforcement about possible terrorism ties, U.S. officials said. Carwin was referred to ICE's alternatives to detention program. That doesn't seem like a thing that should happen here. Requiring him to check in periodically by phone with an ICE officer. He was able to apply for asylum and work authorization and fly domestically in the U.S., officials said. Maybe let's err on the side of not letting literal terrorists into the country here, D'Anthony. Why are we?
I have no idea.
I mean, this is fucking bizarre, yeah, dude.
I mean, not, and it happened twice with the same dude. So they know he's a guy that's been involved with terrorism overseas. And he comes to the U.S. Once they let him in, whatever happens, happens. Then he gets picked up again because they put another detainer on him or an arrest warrant or some federal arrest warrant or something. Gets arrested again, goes to court, and the judge is like,
yeah, we're good.
You know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Some people are terrorists. You got to let them in.
This is NBC News, by the way.
That's who releases. That's the standard. Sorry. That's the standard is to put the country last in favor of whatever, Israel, Ukraine, fucking trans people, whatever else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the United States always comes last because they don't like the United States. They want it gone. They want the fucking, they want the power that we have gone and distributed globally. They want the power of the individual gone for sure. They want this unique spirit that Americans seem to have that's like, fuck you. Anytime mm-hmm. the government gets involved in something, it does, you don't see that much in other countries. You don't see hatred for the government as a baseline in many other places. So,
well, who's the they in that statement there?
I would say probably there are some powerful bureaucrats and their powerful business friends.
Yeah, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, GhostBed.com/drinkingbros. You know it's all 50% off, right? Everything's 50% off in the GhostBed store. With the promo code drinkingbros at checkout, 50% off mattresses, 50% off sheets, 50% off adjustable bases, 50% off mattresses for RVs. Everything in the entire store is 50% off. All the mattresses are made in the U.S. of A. Best in the biz. Got them in every single room of my house. They just did a beautiful little product refresh over there. They got the big dog pillows, dude, that you can order that extra stuffing for if you want and kind of get more comfy cozy, if you will. And those are nice. Ordered some pillows over Christmas, ordered some sheets maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. I love all their products there. I've always been a gigantic fan, and they've always been cool to the listeners as far as what's going on in the real world. Yeah, dude, inflation sucks right now. All this bullshit fucking sucks. But if you want a nice brand new bedroom set immediately, you can order it now and get 50% off with the promo code DRINKINBROS at checkout. When you do checkout, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. When you check that box and then pop in the promo code of DRINKINBROS for 50% off, boom, stretch it out over 3 years over there and really get some fucking savings going. Head on over to GhostBed.com/DrinkingBros today. Maybe today. It's the day you buy a brand new bedroom set. Who knows? Who knows? You've earned it. Sleep in comfort. Go to GhostBed.com/DrinkingBros. Next up, we got MyBookie.com. Promo code DrinkingBros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Had a lot of bets on the Masters. Tiger Woods came through, made the cut. That was one of the biggest ones we made of the weekend, and then the rest of them just kind of shit the bet. Delco picked Scottie Scheffler weeks and weeks and weeks ago, along with the rest of the world over there. So he got good odds. I think would you get it at 6-1? Yeah, 6-1. So not bad, not bad. But I don't know how you fucking beat that guy anymore. I don't know how you beat Scottie Scheffler. Great tournament, but he is head and shoulders above everybody else right now. But we got a lot of stuff coming up. NFL Draft will be live in 10 days here. Derek Wolfe is flying down Thursday night. Going to be betting on the draft. First round picks, all that other shit. You can bet on every single pick over there. That's a fucking blast. We always have a huge party over here to gamble on. Shit, you can even bet on the WNBA draft if you want to. And saw Caitlin Clark of the weekend on SNL. Sure, she'll be the first pick there. That seems like a no-brainer. And then Major League Baseball. Rob and Dan have a show called Tomahawked here on the network, where they not only bet on the Braves, but they'll pick some parlays. Win a lot of money on those parlays over there at mybookie.com. And blackjack. Blackjack is the new fucking hit. When do you guys start? This week? Yeah. Okay. You guys got a live show starting this week. So this will be fun. It's going to be on Drinking Bros Sports on the YouTube feed. These are live hands. So you're not betting on like cartoon characters or fucking AI or, you know, some avatar face or whatever. Real dealers dealing real cards, and then you tell them when to hit or stay. Their casino is new and improved and better than ever over there. You can play blackjack. You can play poker. Tons of games. Fucking roulette, dude. Live roulette. So you can see the wheel spin. Again, it's not a bullshit computer thing. And you can see when the ball lands. And if you won, shit ton of things to bet on over at mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Like I said, that NFL draft is coming up quick, kids. Looking forward to it. Next up, speaking of the Masters in golf, golfers, you know PXG is on a mission to create the most high-quality, high-performance golf clubs in the game. Well, they're bringing that same passion for excellence to their new line of apparel, and I got to say, they nailed it. I got so excited that I haven't beefed apparel, dude. It's awesome. I ended up wearing it to the Masters. I wore one of their new polos and their new hats over there. Their polos are fucking excellent, by the way. Excellent. Some of the best I've ever owned, to be honest with you. I actually hit them up afterwards, and I was like, yo, dude, love these goddamn things. They're made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance. These confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from the course to the office, to a night out on the town. From golf trips to romantic getaways, these dynamic pieces add versatility and standout style to every single event. PXG apparel has something for everyone. Pants, polos, shirts, hats, quarter zips, joggers, jackets, skirts, everything you want. Again, huge fan of those polos and their hats as well. You can sweat through them if you want to, if you're out there, dude, and they'll stay dry. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/drinkingbros and use the code drinkingbros at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/drinkingbros. Use code drinkingbros to save 10% on apparel. pxg.com/drinkingbros. Bros, use that code Drinking Bros over there. Gigantic fan of these guys. Last but not least, today we got adamandeve.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gonna get you 50% off plus free shipping. You know adamandeve.com. Best sex toy game in the biz. They got everything across the board. Dildos, vibrators, lube, pocket pussies, flashlights, sex dolls, rubber fists, rubber legs, you name it, they got it over there. Edible underpants. This is like the Cheesecake Factory menu, but for sex toys. Sit down with your loved one. Pick out something you want there, maybe for Mother's Day, maybe for Father's Day. I don't know what you're into. Do it for Cinco de Mayo. Put a little nacho cheese on one of those rubber fists and see what happens. But choose wisely. You only get to use the promo code Drinking Bros for 50% off and free shipping on one item and one item only. However, it is fun checking it out, dude. Sit with your loved one, man or woman. Peruse AdamandEve.com's entire catalog over there. And just know that you can use the promo code Drinking Bros for 50% off and free shipping at oneitem at adamandeve.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for me, I don't really understand the intentional destruction, because this is eventually what's going to happen here. By letting these fucks in the country, eventually shit's going to get blown up, shit will be destroyed, and we have this guy's name and info. Mm-hmm. Why not just grab him right now? Is this?
Well, they did.
But I know. But again,
they found
and
arrested
him,
and then they let him go again.
That's what I'm saying.
But who's, like, the judge has already ruled on it.
But nothing we can do from any other government agency that can say, "Hey, dude, let's go grab that guy and shake him down a little bit."
Not until he commits an actual crime, and unfortunately, ICE doesn't prosecute the crime of unlawful presence anymore.
Great.
So.
So we're all fucked here.
So basically, it's like you. Here, the options you have are to bug all of his stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And put a team on him to watch him to see when or if he fucks up. But the problem with that, from my perspective, is that, one, it grows the size of the federal government because you have to have human beings doing that. Mm-hmm. And then, two, you allow for warrantless wiretaps, which, by the way, 86 Republicans in Congress and the House over the weekend voted to keep warrantless FISA wiretaps against U.S. citizens, including the Speaker of the House, who cast the deciding vote.
Oh, so did it go through?
Mm-hmm.
No shit. I didn't know that that cleared over the weekend.
Yeah, he was the deciding vote. He was the tie-breaking vote.
Mike Johnson was?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. That's not great. You got to get that guy the fuck out of there. I'm all done with him, too. Let's pack him up and ship him out as well.
Wait, how is he the tie-breaking vote if 86 Republicans voted for it?
What do you mean?
Oh, wait, there were a bunch of Democrats against it, too?
There must have been.
Oh, okay, yeah.
There was a ton of Democrats for it, for sure.
Yeah, I was just confused because the majority is only like four or five. So,
right,
yeah.
But that's how they got Trump. That's how they got those FISA warrants for Trump, too. So, yeah, it's very strange that 86 Republicans were on board with that. Yeah, fuck Mike Johnson. As far as this guy here, the migrants had ties to the Somali terror group Al-Shabaab.
Yeah, Al-Shabaab is Al-Qaeda in Somalia.
Oh, great. And so now he's here.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Where did you think he lived at? Just out of curiosity without looking.
The guy we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota.
Yeah. All those fucks. Why are all those Somali fucks up there in Minnesota for some reason?
That's where the government sent them.
All of them at once?
Minnesota and Alabama and then Michigan.
That's really common. So whenever there's a refugee group, they get sent to, the government will just kind of like assign cities. So St. Louis growing up has a huge Bosnian population because the Bosnian refugees, that was one of the cities they got given.
No shit.
Sent to in the 90s or whatever when all that bullshit was going on.
And right? How many people got sent there?
Tens of thousands, certainly.
Really?
There's a vibrant Bosnian community in St. Louis now. I believe Charlotte was another one.
Vibrant?
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing fine. They assimilated fairly well, so.
Good for them.
Just hanging out.
Where is Bosnia, by the way? Is it over by one of the Chechnyas?
Central Europe. It's
no. Ukraine, somewhere in there in that region?
It's kind of near Ukraine.
Bosnia, Herzegovina, Kosovo. It's all in the same little spot there.
Okay. Yeah, that's right where I thought it would be. And they're just fucking raging. They got delis and shit, Bob, or are they just scalping tickets for like Cardinals games?
I don't know what they eat in Bosnia.
There's a couple Bosnian restaurants that I see get press from time to time. I've never eaten at one. They're all kind of like, their little enclave is kind of in, I think, South City for the most part.
We should go and visit and just kind of hang with those peeps. See what goes down over there.
Dolma, they eat. Dolma is like wrapped grape leaves, I think.
Okay.
With stuff inside of it.
Not a big fan of grape leaves.
Goulash, which is kind of a soup or chowder.
I fucking hate goulash.
I feel like it's a little like combo of Greek and Turkish food, like kind of somewhere between that.
All right. Meh.
Probably some meats on sticks.
Yeah, a lot of meats on sticks out there in the streets, probably. Some of those pitas that are kind of piss warm, but also got a little bit of condensation on them, you know? Great. I mean, can't we just bring in fucking Italians or something? Can't we just bring in cool people instead of these fucking bullshit
people?
When
we did bring in Italians, we wanted them to get the fuck out.
When was that?
The 1900s, early 1900s. The biggest lynching ever of any one group of people was of Italians.
Really? Where was that at?
New Orleans.
Well, who did the lynching down there?
Whites.
Irish. No shit.
Irish and English people.
So they didn't like the Italians, huh?
Well, yeah, but we didn't like the Irish either. Yeah,
it definitely wasn't the Irish.
There's no every like group you think of now is like, oh, they're cool white people like Italians. When they got here, the people that were already here were like, get the fuck out.
New Orleans was built on a fucking pile of Irish bones.
Yeah, it still is.
Yeah, well, here's the way I feel about New Orleans. Who fucking cares? You build a city below sea level, that's like building a state surrounded by enemies. I'm talking to you, Israel.
Still the greatest city in America.
You could have picked anywhere.
I love New Orleans.
You could have picked anywhere to build your little country.
Yep.
Jews. And you chose to do it smack dab in the middle of every mortal enemy you have. And to me, that is very similar to people building in New Orleans that is below sea level and fucking a dozen miles away from the fucking levee that's going to break at some point.
Yeah, that's not going to hold up forever. But just, I do love New Orleans.
Like, I want people to have good lives and be safe and shit. But if a dude is, like, striking matches next to a can of gasoline, it's hard to take him seriously, to be honest.
Sure. Sure. What I would like to see with the immigrants is I'd like to do some player swaps here, like the NFL draft. Let's swap out the Somalians for some Italians. Let's get some good food in these places, some shit popping off.
You don't like Somali food? Ethiopian food?
No.
It's some weird spongy like cake thing, and you mop up various goops with it. Which is because if you come from a place with no sanitation, you definitely want to be eating from a family-style plate with your hands.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And they wipe their ass with their hands over there, too.
I don't know, actually, in Ethiopia, Eritrea.
Can't confirm somewhere. It. It's just a guess at this point. But nothing of value has really come from Somalia. Is there any one thing that they do rad that we couldn't just swap all them out with Italians?
They're probably better runners.
I don't give a shit. What the fuck do we need that for?
Well, get rid of these semi-trucks on the freeway. They're in the way all the time. They're in the left lane.
Yeah.
Just have 18, 20 Somalians drag stuff. Bring back rickshaws.
I want some cool culture over here. Like, I want good food and shit like that. Chinese food, excellent. Mm-hmm. Japanese, excellent.
Somalians have been some of the better Uber drivers in town.
Gross. There's never been an Uber in this town that I've enjoyed ever in my life. I fucking whipped a goddamn White Claw can. What was that, 4 years ago?
Yeah, that was yards. In Columbus. It was maybe 10 feet.
It was 80 yards, maybe further. I just know it was 80 because it farther. Hit the car directly. And whatever, dude. I'm not playing that game today. But it was at that Somalian Uber driver. And he fucking deserved it, dude.
He definitely deserved it. It wasn't don't try to put facts in with this nonsense you're saying.
Of what?
It was maybe 15, 20 feet.
It was an 80-yard throw.
But he definitely deserved it, yeah, for sure. Actually, somebody mentioned that to me the other day.
Yeah.
Somebody was there. I was like, yeah, he definitely deserved it. He was just being a cunt for no reason.
And that guy said, to this day, he's never seen a throw that far in his entire life.
What guy?
The guy who, the listener.
Mm.
He goes, dude, I've never seen somebody throw a fucking can like that.
Well,
it was closed. That's what helped, because it was heavy. But yeah, I've got a fucking goddamn hand cannon on me, and that guy deserved it. As far as Uber goes, every time I get into a fucking Uber with a Somali, I'm just like, oh, Christ. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to hear their fucking conversation back home on FaceTime or on speaker for 30 minutes. It's going to stink like fucking 30 rotten diapers filled with Indian food. And then I'm going to walk out of there and feel miserable about whatever fucking destination I'm at, dude, just because I had to listen to their shithole conversation.
Sorry. Well, they're working multiple jobs.
Are they?
Right, because they're Uber driving and then they're on the phone telemarketing at the same time.
God usually. Damn it, man. I don't get it, dude. That and fucking black people in FaceTime in the airports or just in public in general. Why are you on speakerphone and on FaceTime everywhere you go? And none of these conversations are worth it. If you were doing some high-end business shit, if it was some fucking mid-80s Gordon Gekko shit, awesome. Other than that, it's just, yo, what are you doing? Nah, man, I'm fucking chilling, dog, man. I'm at Carrabba's, dude. Just kind of chilling, man. You cool. And then they'll leave the fucking phone up on speaker for a good hour.
Maybe you wouldn't run into that if you weren't at fucking Carrabba's.
Look, man, you sit down at Carrabba's, you're getting the best meal of your life, and you're having a good time. There was a Carrabba's down there in Augusta, Georgia.
I don't think I've ever been to a Carrabba's before.
Well, then don't shit on it, bro.
There's a reason I've never gone. basic human intelligence.
No.
Like T-bones? It's very easy to tell that that's not a place I would like.
T-bones, dude. We tried to drag you down there to T-bones in Augusta. It's a shittier version of Texas Roadhouse. And Texas Roadhouse is right across the street.
I'm not going to that either.
Well, because we're not in Texas, so you know it's not good. The ones here are excellent, by the way.
I doubt it.
No, we had some listeners come in, and they were like, hey, man, we had a Texas Roadhouse last night. It was the best. And I go, just out of curiosity, why? And they were like, well, it's in Texas. Like, that's your best steakhouse here. And I go, you're right. It is. And I go, tell Dan that. Okay? For Christ's sakes, tell him. Let him know. So, if you come down to Texas, you come into the studio, pop on over to Texas Roadhouse. Grab yourself a meal.
No one ever told me that, so obviously it wasn't true.
They sure have.
They didn't have the confidence to say it to me.
Numerous times they've told you to your face. Next up, we found the real killers. Did we? O.J. Simpson allegedly hired goons from the Gambino mob family to kill his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, according to a Los Angeles collections agency owner who apparently confessed to a longtime Hollywood private detective last week. John Dutton. Come on.
Dunton.
All right. I was going to say, if he's working it for Yellowstone, no, that's fucked up. He claims that he stayed silent until now for fear of reprisal from the mafia and insisted Simpson ordered the hit on his spouse and was also on the site the day of the murders, according to PI Paul Barisi. Simpson, who died Thursday at the age of 76 from cancer, was tried for the vicious murder of wife Nicole, 35, and her friend Ron Goldman, 25, on June 12, 1994. Nicole was stabbed 7 times in the neck and scalp. She was found in a pool of blood, almost decapitated. Simpson was ultimately and infamously acquitted. He was found innocent of that.
No, he was found not guilty.
He was, which also means innocent in the court of law.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Barisi played a recording for the Post of a recent conversation between himself and Dunton, now 62. In their chat, Dunton cagely contended that he'd learned of Simpson's whereabouts the night of the murders from someone, quote, in his circle. The person apparently traveled in the same circles as Simpson, and Dunton was vague about who had given him the information, according to the recording. Do we have this recording, Bob? Is it in this link?
I don't think so.
Are you sure? Because this one I have heard before. Just wondered if they actually
don't see
played it
in the link. No.
Okay. Of what he did. There was also a documentary made, if memory serves me correct. I've seen every fucking doc and all this shit on everything related to O.J. Simpson. And I didn't really buy this one. What about you?
No, this is nonsense. You can look at the
put that guy's picture up there, Bob.
You can find the crime scene photos on the internet, and that's not a mob hit. The mob would walk in, shoot you twice in the head, and fucking leave, and not leave a bunch of physical evidence. This was a vicious fucking personal murder.
Yep. that also appeared to happen at the last second there, because you're right. There's no way. Pull up the crime scene photos. There's no way a mob would leave it like this. There's just no fucking way.
We can't show that.
You sure?
Yeah.
The steps?
There aren't any that are unblurred anyways.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So there's no point, but you can find them.
Yeah.
You can see her at the base of the steps, and I think homeboy's in like some bushes or some shit.
Oh, I've always just seen the steps. I don't think I've ever seen the bodies.
Yeah, he's off the side to the bushes, and she is, at the foot of the stairs.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I've only seen the ones of the blood on the steps, but no, there was no bodies there. Those are the ones that I was referring to. This thing is bullshit. This isn't real. There was a couple of listeners that hit me up about this, and I was like, bro, I can't fucking entertain this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. If it was the mob, they would have gotten in and out and done all their shit.
Well, what he said was this Denton guy, Dunton, stupid name. He was there. I don't know what he did, but he was there. He knew these guys were going over to Nicole's house to kill her. He wanted to be there. I don't know why. I'm glad he's dead, to be honest. What he did was a really horrible thing, and I went through hell because of that. I don't know what hell you went through. Just knowing that something happened and then not telling people? It sounds like you're a bitch.
Yeah, it's very odd. What hell did this fucking dude go through is what I don't really get. But, you know, everything that I heard regarding the weekend, obviously we did that O.J. Simpson tribute episode yesterday to him, was that they called all the family and friends to come and say goodbye. He also made everybody check their phones and all that other shit outside of the bedroom door. And there was no confession on the deathbed. So he didn't say anything. And there was one friend who said, quote, the Los Angeles thing never came up.
Is that what they call it?
Yes.
And the family, the Los Angeles thing?
It wasn't the family. It was a friend. So I wonder if it was AC or anybody else. But he was surrounded by his kids, grandkids, all that other stuff. They came in to the bedroom, said goodbyes. There's no photos. There's no nothing. And then that was it for him. So very, very bizarre end to all of this. You know, like I said in yesterday's episode, me personally, I was hoping for something that everybody could have closure on, but you're not going to get that. One thing I did want to ask you about today was the lawyers already for the estate are already saying, look, we're not going to give a fucking dime to the Goldman family. Now, the odd thing about it to me was they just said, we don't like him. We don't like this fucking dude, and so we're going to try to keep every fucking cent out of
his
hands.
Which dude? The dad?
Yes. The dad of Ron Goldman. But I wanted to ask you this. What happens in those estate cases? One would imagine he would have had a trust, and then the trust goes to the kids. I don't know how the Goldmans would be able to get it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's a good question. An irrevocable trust will skip generations inside of a fucking estate. I honestly don't know how. I know that part. As far as tax goes on how to do that, but I don't know anything about criminal prosecution. Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows? I read the same thing you read, though, which is essentially that you're not getting shit from us.
Right.
Which I don't know how much there is to get, to be honest.
Well, look, he's got the house, he's got the pension, and then he's got all the shit that he was signing. Because you know, the other thing that you and I heard behind the scenes was that he was doing all these fucking signings like you see that are going on now. And there is a shit ton of autographed memorabilia from O.J. Simpson. And the deal was he was getting it in cash, so it wasn't reported. Now, a lot of these ex-athletes do this, so that's not really a huge shock. And then they keep the cash on them and spend the cash over the years. But as far as the house is concerned and his pension from the NFL, I don't really know how that works. Because let's take Epstein, for example.
The pension they can't take.
Okay. Let's take Epstein, for example. There is a trust somewhere that went to someone, and it didn't go to the government. So somebody's got access to that money.
Yeah, it was probably Barack.
You think Barack's got it?
Barack Obama.
Yeah, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
B-R-O-C.
I don't know. I mean, he's doing a lot of stuff, building a bunker in Hawaii, running the country, you know.
Is he building a bunker in Hawaii?
I'm sure he's next. Everybody else is doing it.
That's fun.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
He bought a big piece of property, like a $50 million estate there.
No shit.
On the water, so I guess maybe that climate change thing isn't real.
No, it definitely isn't. That's where Zuckerberg is, too.
In honor of memes and the spirit of Monday memes, this is my favorite joke about Fred Goldman.
Okay.
From Family Guy.
Mustache cream, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and play.
He's got money to buy tongue depressors and yarn, but not enough to pay us back? You know how much mustache cream that could have bought?
I don't like the mustache, Fred. Nobody likes the mustache. That's why we lost the trial.
That's not true.
Yeah. Yeah. Does he still have that goddamn thing to this day?
It. Yeah, to this day.
Jesus.
That's Christ. A long time to rock one look. I mean, I guess some people pull it off. Chuck's had the same look since 1991.
Yeah, but Chuck is different, man. He was a UFC fighter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's a brand. So you gotta stay looking the same.
We got hit up about Chuck a bunch over the weekend. He fell off a boat.
Oh, that was 2 months ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the video just surfaced, and they were like, hey, man, looks like Chuck had too many hard AF seltzers. I was like, we were not with him for that. That's the current picture of Goldman?
Yeah.
You're too old to be doing this bullshit. You know? You know the maintenance on a mustache like that to fucking keep it curly on the ends forever?
What else is he going to do? He's 1,000 years old.
I guess. What you reckon? He's fucking 76?
He's pretty old, yeah. But he's older than OJ, I believe. But purpose keeps a man alive, you know?
It's true. Is he older than OJ? OJ died at 76.
Fred Goldman's 83.
Fuck. He looks pretty fucking good for 83. I'll say that. Damn, dude. Okay.
What if he gets the money from the Simpson estate and then he says, just kidding, I did it.
On the way out, yeah. And he just chucks up the deuces.
He just uses all the money that he gets from the Simpson estate, throws a big ass party, gets fucking high on every drug imaginable, and he's like in the middle of fucking two whores. He goes, I did it.
I did it.
And then blows his brains out.
That'd be great if he did. Yeah. Killed his own son just for the hype, just for the mustache.
For the mustache cream.
Yeah. Next up, we're going to add this story here because it's going on live. The Trump hush money trial is underway as jury selection has just started here live in New York City. Donald Trump is making history as the first former president to stand trial on criminal charges as his hush money case opens today with jury selection. This first set of jury members came through. A woman has been dismissed after saying she had strong opinions about Trump. Earlier in the questionnaire, the woman, a Harlem resident, indicated she could be neutral in deciding the case. But when asked whether she had strong opinions about the former president, the woman answered matter-of-factly, yes. When Judge Juan Merchan asked her to repeat the response, she replied, yeah, I said yes. She's obviously black. You know, I like that a lot. She left the courtroom. She was heard saying, I just couldn't fucking do it. Fair enough. You know, jury duty's jury duty. What I don't understand, Dan, and maybe you can help me out with this, is why he's there. Is it mandatory for him to be there for jury selection?
I don't know. Maybe his team wanted him there to see how people react to him.
Okay. Very odd.
It doesn't matter. There's a 0% chance he gets a fair trial.
I agree.
Like, no chance at all.
So what they're also saying here is if they're able to agree on a jury and get this thing cranked up, that there could be a verdict before Memorial Day.
In a month and a half?
Yep.
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how courts work, but that seems pretty soon.
It does. But isn't that the whole plan here? Just to get him off the fucking ballot?
I know they would want to do it before the convention, before he gets officially nominated by the Republicans, probably.
Because they're saying he's facing 34 felony accounts, possible conviction by Memorial Day here. If that went down, though, I think that's what would set everything off.
Yeah, I mean, especially this case. If he got convicted of nothing, that would be people would be angry about that. I mean, this is just an attempt to keep him off the ballot. There's nothing. The crimes require a victim, right? And the victim cannot be yourself, and it cannot be the state.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the victim of him? Of his, not him, but his CPA filing returns that were wrong at some point, or not returns, but filing these documents that were technically wrong, and then trying to charge him with a felony for each time that happened, even though it's only one entry. That's nonsense. Like, this is just, this is all about trying to fucking keep him off the ballot.
This is wild to me. So they're saying that he's accused of falsifying business records in a scheme to cover up an alleged extramarital sexual encounter with adult film star Stormy Daniels to shield his 2016 election campaign from a last-minute upheaval here. The so-called hush money affair is one of four criminal cases that are going on, but this one is the first one to actually start here. I can't see this. If he gets convicted of this bullshit, I think that's when people fucking riot.
Yeah, I would say that's probably accurate.
Why is the Supreme Court not stepped in here at this point? Because what the fuck is he? He can't campaign. He can't do anything.
I still don't know what the Supreme Court would do. There's not a case referred to them.
Well, I heard that they were going to go and say, look, this is election interference, and how is a candidate supposed to properly run for president? And we can push the trials until after the election's over.
Maybe that's within their purview. I don't know. I've never heard that before. I mean, I've heard people say that, but people say a lot of stupid shit these days. I don't know. What jurisdiction does the Supreme Court have in a fucking election cycle?
Yeah.
Or in a lower court that's a criminal court?
I don't know. But what they're saying is Trump faces the deep blue jury pool here, and the hopes of an acquittal are slim in New York. Yeah, you think? I mean, he's already gotten, what, convicted of a fake rape for a woman he never met before.
No rape.
No, the judge said rape.
Yeah, the judge can say whatever the fuck he wants. The jury said no.
Yeah, well, I know that. But the judge said, hey, this is rape, and we're convicting you for this. You're not going to get a fair trial for this fucking thing.
No, definitely not.
Same for Daniel Penny. He'll be up next, and they're going to fucking throw that guy away.
Yeah.
Total fucking shit show here. Next up, San Francisco is fucked. Two San Francisco County jails were placed on lockdown Sunday afternoon after a request for help from the National Guard was issued as officials reported that attacks against jail deputies are on the rise. Recent incidents have shocked the community, including a sharp rise in prisoner fights, attacks on prisoners by other inmates, and injuries to both civilian employees and deputy sheriffs. These dangerous incidents underscore the pressing need for intervention to ensure the safety and security of all within the jails. The San Francisco Deputy Sheriff Association said in a statement on Sunday, sheriff officials reported that since March 29th, at least seven staff members have been injured by inmates, including two who sustained serious injuries. San Francisco DSA Association President Ken Lomba demanded that San Francisco city leaders request the deployments of the California National Guard to assist staffing issues. He says, I'm writing to urgently address the escalating violence within San Francisco jails, a situation that demands immediate action. Given the severity of these challenges, I demand that you immediately request deployment of the California National Guard to temporarily supplement our current staffing levels. So are they saying that they can't get enough people to work here?
That's what it sounds like. I mean, I'm pretty sure that in California, the prisons, I don't know about these city jails or not, but it, since it was the Deputy Sheriff's Association, this would make sense that when you sign up as a deputy sheriff for a county, you spend your first 2 years, I think, in the jail, in the prison system somehow.
Okay.
Before you go out on patrol or whatever the fuck else you do. I think that's still the case in San Francisco. So what that would tell you is that, yeah, they're having trouble recruiting new sheriff's deputies.
Gotcha.
But I don't know, like, are they saying that the attacks are happening because they're understaffed? Maybe. I mean, I don't know the data here, but Lomba, who's their whatever the fuck their spokesperson, said that the attacks against deputies have been rising since 2020. 2023 saw these 240 reported incidents of prisoner fights, which is less than I would have expected, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I guess one a day is too much. A 58% increase in 22, and that reported attacks on inmates against other inmates rose 80% or so over the same period of time. I've already solved this problem. I don't know why anybody won't take it seriously.
Okay, what's that?
You give Gen Pop one pedophile a month.
Yep.
And the clock starts with every infraction, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like April, May, June, or any of that shit. One a month. You get it on the first of the month, but if you fuck up, it's a full month before you get a chance again. You just throw a pedo into the middle, yeah. Let them fucking tear this dude to pieces.
Yeah, I like that.
Once a month. So everybody behave. You get to murder a pedophile once a month. Nothing of value is lost.
No.
So.
And it appeases the mob inside the jail and make things more friendlier.
I think it's good to exercise your demons a little bit. You can pretend that's your mom or whomever your external torturer is in your mind, right? The, what do you call it? Who was it that came up with the external tortures? Jungian archetypes, I think, is what it is. Bob, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And you could you're not a real dad.
You're not a real dad, and you're just punching this dude's face into fucking powder.
Whatever they're in prison.
Systemic
for.
Racism.
Exactly.
Or I don't know, gay. I'm not gay, you're gay.
You're gay, yeah. Right?
If you're trying to deny you're gay.
Let's open up Alcatraz again. I like Alcatraz. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean they make a lot of money on it now, so they're probably not gonna do that.
It's a tourist attraction.
Yeah, I've been there.
Same here.
I launched I took a dump in one of the bathrooms.
Did you really?
Because I wanted to leave something behind for them.
Oh, that's nice. Obviously. Was there any water? Running water?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got to go in the jails. Took the pictures with the faces carved out of soap.
You know what's interesting is there was this group of natives that took over Alcatraz. I think it was in the 60s, Bob, like 63 or 66. And you could still see all the shit they spray painted on the outside.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. They like took over the island. I'm not sure what their big plan was.
Man, from 69 to 71.
Yeah. They were there for a while. Yeah. So it was in the late 60s. I'm not sure what their fucking plan was, really.
They were going to launch sarin gas at San Francisco, I believe.
Out of what?
Out of the rockets that they stole.
Oh, God. Did they actually have rockets, or did they just say that?
I'm just recounting the plot to The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great movie.
Wait, was it Sarin? It was VX.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. VX.
Yeah. Great movie.
Either way.
And then a tad bit of breaking news here at the end. That massive container ship that caused the deadly collapse of the Baltimore Bridge experienced apparent electrical issues before it left port, but set out anyways. Someone with knowledge of the situation told the Associated Press.
The FBI went on board the vessel this morning with warrants.
Yes.
So, which I don't know what exactly they're looking for. Maybe a chain of custody of who was in charge, who signed off on what for the launch, maybe, to find out who's criminally liable. And then the city of Baltimore announced over the weekend as well that they're planning on suing the company.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody's got to pay for this shit.
Well, that I understand.
Baltimore is a poor city.
But the conspiracy theorists that popped up with, hey, something was wrong here, this seems to be confirmed, right?
Yeah, but I mean, people were talking about, oh, it's a terrorist attack. It's Hanlon's razor. It's almost always incompetence and not malice. People are just fucking stupid and lazy. And we all do it. We all do stupid and lazy shit. Sometimes, like most of the time, it just goes unnoticed.
Okay.
Or people, you know, forgive you for it. But when you knock out a whole fucking bridge at a major U.S. port, then obviously some eyeballs are going to come on you. So
yeah, the FBI just said that it is conducting a criminal investigation into the bridge collapse that is focused on the circumstances leading up to it and whether all federal laws were followed, according to a different person familiar with the matter. The person wasn't authorized to discuss details on the investigation publicly and spoke to the AP on conditions of anonymity. FBI agents were aboard the cargo ship conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity, and the agency said in a statement that it wouldn't elaborate and said it wouldn't comment any further on the investigation, which was first reported by the Washington Post here. I think something nefarious went down. That's just me.
Yeah, maybe it's Lex Luthor.
They don't even have the last, 2.5 minutes of footage on the thing before it crashed into the bridge, too.
Lex Luthor probably has it.
Probably. That's my guess. Who do we got back there for Drinking Bro of the Week? Are you allowed to come up, sir? Yeah. Come on up. Come on up. In the meantime, I'm going to give out my own Drinking Bro of the Week. You can pop on in on Dan's chair there around the corner. I'm going to give a Drinking Bro of the Week to Tyler Rainey. Tyler Rainey was a very close friend of ours on the show, firefighter out of Nashville. Owned a company, a t-shirt company called Led by Iron. We did a lot of work with Tyler over the years. He made the Summer of Swayze shirts for us. And I think he made, I want to say the 2018, the Barrel Roll Champion shirts as well. Whenever we had a fucked up idea, we would just kind of toss it around and have him make it. Great, great fucking guy. And one of our homies in real life, we used to chat with him all the time. He had a freak brain aneurysm and a tumor, and they weren't able to remove all of it. Part of it ended up coming back, and he unfortunately passed away late Saturday night. Our thoughts and prayers are out to the Rainey family and his wife and children. You will be missed, friend. Awesome fucking dude, man, and totally bizarre thing. Out of nowhere. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Thank you. Kenny.
Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kenny. Got the t-shirt on. Let's go, dude. Yes, how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, a year and a half, 2 years maybe at the most.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I came in late in the game, but I haven't missed an episode. I've even backtracked when I have missed.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. What brought you in?
I think the drive to work turned from a 5-minute to a 45-minute commute, so I got sick of my playlist and figured I'd I had heard of the show. I figured I'd pop it on and see what it is.
Yeah, there's no new music either, so no, it makes sense. And whenever
it's all terrible.
Whenever
all
I'm traveling, yeah, dude, I'll listen to podcasts as well. So yeah. I get it. Who told you about it?
Oh, a friend of mine from a previous job.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, yeah, it was cool stuff. So I started in on this one, and then RPR and Citizen and Softcore. It's all fantastic.
Awesome, man. Well, we appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Who would you like to give Drinking Bro of the Week to today?
Well, definitely probably a two-part here. My dad, who is still with us, thank goodness. He's just always been there. He's always been, you know, he is why I am who I am. Just a great dude. And then my best friend, Ryan Casper, who's not with us anymore.
Okay.
Similar thing, brain aneurysm. After 12 years or so of dialysis, you know, filters out everything except some of the calcium deposits, and one of those got stuck. Had an aneurysm in the middle of the day.
God damn, yeah, man.
It was crazy. His birthday was the day after mine. And yeah, we were inseparable. So yeah.
It's fucked.
Definitely give it to him. He was, you know, he's the other half of why I am who I am.
Yeah, I was, because for me, like, I was talking to Tyler's wife yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, she's distraught and everything else, and then just trying to figure out why. When you have something like that, it's just there's nothing you can say.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you say to people? And yeah, they're just gone.
It was just instant, middle of the day, sitting in his living room, just fell over.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a tumor. They tried to remove all of it, couldn't get to part of it. And and then, boom, just started bleeding on Monday and then passed away Saturday night.
That's rough. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, same to you, yeah, my man.
Thank you.
But we're here now, yeah, and hopefully you're partying, having some hard AF seltzers.
Absolutely. And, yeah, we're down here for my birthday weekend, and I figured I'd, you know, I wanted to come here and, you know,
absolutely,
see what it's all about.
How old are you?
41.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
You're 7 years older than me.
Yeah, I got you beat.
Yeah, it's a couple summers older. It's yep, fine. It's yeah, fine. You look great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, who'd you bring thank with you today?
This is my girlfriend, Sarah.
What's up, Sarah?
I should give her the Drinking Bro as well, because that seems to be a thing here. Everybody gives their spouse or their significant other.
Well, you have to at exactly that point. I mean, if you bring her in here for this disgusting yeah shit.
Well, like, she got a shirt. She's you know, she puts up with my crap all the time. And
she's in.
She was patient enough to come here, and you know, yeah, she's good, been great.
All right, man. Well, cheers. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
We're about to do Monday morning recap. You're welcome to stay and get fucked up if you want to. We'll be here. And if you're in the Austin area, pop on by the old studio and come and see us. We'd love to have your smiling faces in here and boozing with us. And then you can give out your own Drinking Bro of the Week. Now, if you can't, go to drinkingbros.com and click on the submission form. And then it just gets emailed to us live on air. While you're there, the bro box, boom, that I'm pointing to here on my desk, is available. New gifts every single month. They never come back after that, and they're always super fucked up. There was a Goof Juice cape in the last one, which yeah was awesome. And
yes,
yeah like one of those eye masks too, that you could go be your own superhero through the city and the Goof Juice shit. So we got some fucked up shit coming down the pike here. So join us over there. Grab some merch on drinkingbros.com. If you can't and you're like, hey, dude, Ross, inflation's got me, I'm fucking poor, I get it. Then just go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star. You can walk away at that point. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Drinking Bros Fake News. Good night, everybody.